This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Should churches be able to receive grants from the government? According to a recent Supreme Court case, they should. But I disagree. I don't think they should. And I'm somebody who is a minister in a church. We also have Melanie on here. I'm Ian Freeman. Melanie's with us, and Mark. Melanie, you're an atheist, so you're on my side on this one, right?
Right. I don't think they should. I think we might have different reasons. It's not... It is kind of... It's more icky than that I have an actual rational argument that they're not paying in, so therefore they shouldn't get it.
That's not your argument, or that is your argument?
It's not.
Okay.
That's kind of a disclaimer I'm going to make. Like, yes, that does seem distasteful to me, but the problem is nothing is free. They're not just giving churches money and be like, oh, here's a couple $1,000. I don't want anything for this. Peace. That's not what's happening. They're going to want something. I don't know specifically what they want. You know, so it's going to be some form of control.
Mm-hmm.
It might be taxation later.
It's often that.
You know, I don't want them to be taxed. I definitely don't want them to be controlled or intermingled with each other. This sets that up.
Once the potential for future taxation and control.
Right. So once you go ask for something from the government,
right,
they'll give it to you. It'll be the most expensive thing you've ever bought, but they'll give it to you. So why an entity that was already allowed to live its life outside of the system went begging to be let in and then drug everybody else with it? I mean, it's not like there's going to be a law, oh, well, this Lutheran church in Missouri, they have to follow these regulations, but nobody else does. Like, no, everybody's going to have to.
Yeah.
So why they would do that to themselves and the rest of the country for a playground floor.
How much does a ground-up tire cost? It can't be that expensive. It's garbage.
Yeah.
I mean, if this was important to anybody in the surrounding area, they'd have it. They don't have it.
Right.
Either they're mismanaging their funds,
right?
Or they're,
go to the congregation.
They don't have the funds.
Pass the plate. That's how churches raise money for things, you know. So have a bake sale. There's all kinds of ways.
And if they're mismanaging their funds, then they need to stop doing that and not taking money from the government to make up for it. If they're not mismanaging their funds and they don't have enough funds, that's the market telling you no.
Right.
Well, I mean, people don't like to be told no, and if the funds are sitting out there, that's why they took it. I agree that there's...
They don't have any principles, whoever these people are.
Well, yeah, but why would they?
Well, they do have principles.
Yeah,
just, I mean, this is not the anarchist church.
Yeah.
This is not the anarchist Lutheran church, just Lutheran church.
True.
They might very well have principles. They're just not the same as ours.
It's just not Ian's.
Well, I think that... Well, okay, so the Shire Free Church, which is the organization that runs this show... We founded it as a free church back in 2013, 2012, anyway, several years ago at this point. And the idea was that it was going to be part of the free church movement, and the free church movement, not in any sort of official capacity, we're not allied with any of the other free churches, but we selected that terminology because there is a group of churches out there who do understand that by accepting a benefit from the state, you are essentially contracting with an evil religion, that the state is an evil organization, and to ask them for a favor, to accept whatever it is that they're offering, and as Melanie's pointed out here, it's usually going to come with some sort of string attached. Maybe not initially, maybe down the road.
Well, and the longer you have to wait, the more expensive it's going to be.
And one of those strings is your independence. You know, you are losing your independence from the state. I mean, in theory, they should leave churches alone. They don't always. We've seen with the city of Keene that they have denied the Shire Free Church's tax exemption requests. We've never really gone all the way to the mat with that just because we're always so busy with other projects that it hasn't been a priority for us here. But we've been acknowledged as a church by the state government. In multiple ways, we're able to to effect a marriage. We were able to certify community service hours in state courts. So I mean, there's definitely some acknowledgments that you know that we are a nonprofit, that that we are a church. And even when the state police arrested me a few years ago, they referred to me as a minister of the Shire Free Church in their press release. So you know, I took that as a compliment.
It's fine. It's fine acknowledgement, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and so you know, the idea was you don't take the benefits from the state. You don't ask them for anything because you want to be completely separate from them. You don't want to be part of their system. Why do we have a nonprofit? Okay, well, the reason why is because we founded the church first without any kind of incorporation paperwork, and then we decided that in order to get along in this society, we would love to have our own separate society where we don't have to deal with the government people. But because the government people insist that we deal with them, we have to have a way to, let's say, own a piece of property, and you therefore have to have some sort of incorporated entity in order
to communicate with them,
right.
And they speak bureaucraties.
Right, they speak corporate. And so we formed a nonprofit. The nonprofit is not the church. The nonprofit is just a thing, a government-created legal fiction that we have in order to interact with.
Which is what this church could have done. They could have had a nonprofit daycare center, and then they would have had to follow all the rules of.
Even then, I would say that they shouldn't be taking the benefits.
Well, right, and it's a bad idea for any organization to take any government benefits because it's going to come with a cost. It, you know, it's not government free stuff. It's government exchange of stuff.
Well, in our case, the nonprofit to them is a church. Like they see it as that's the church. We see it as this is our little file folder that allows us to own property as a church, right? So the file folder is not the church. It is just a thing, a legal fiction that the church has control over.
And I think that historically that's a pretty accurate view of it.
Of a church having a nonprofit?
Yeah.
Okay. Whereas some churches will initially file the nonprofit when they create their church, they consider that to be their church. They consider the 501c3 to be part of their church. And so we reject the idea of the 501c3. We reject the idea of any of his. We want to incorporate as little as possible, basically, to do as little sort of inside their system as we can possibly do in order to sort of get along in life and benefit the community from our religious viewpoint. So anyway, if you want to learn more about the Shire Free Church, you can go to church.shiresociety.com. As we go to Dave in San Francisco, you're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Hello, Dave.
Hey, greetings. Hope your Independence Day will be just fine.
We'll be here live.
Sure. Oh, good, okay.
Yeah.
So we'll give you a play-by-play on the fireworks.
Let's not.
You know what I was going to look at was the idea that America doesn't hand out nonprofit status just willy-nilly. You're supposed to provide some public good.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that public good is supposed to be for everybody, you know, across age lines, racial lines, religious lines. It's supposed to provide, if this playground is supposed to be paid for with tax dollars, then Buddhist kids and Christian kids and atheist kids are supposed to be able to use it.
Great point.
And
so that's one of the controls,
right?
There
was some indication that that was the case.
Yeah,
I don't
think
they said that clearly. So.
Well, the church is letting people use it, but I think the point he's making is, let's say the church wanted to restrict access to the playground. What he's saying is, if they take money from the government, they got to open it up to everybody, and that might offend somebody in certain churches who might have, you know, vehement disagreements with other people of other religious viewpoints. Is that what you were pointing out, Dave?
Well, it's not just offend. It's the idea that basically the church becomes a welfare cheat. You know, they accept money for a given purpose. The city is not supposed to be handing it out, whether it's a county, a city, or the federal government. They're not supposed to be handing out money to somebody that's going to provide... let me just give you an example. I come from St. Louis, and back in the 50s and 60s, and even into the 70s, for that matter, when I was past teenager...
Hold your story, Dave. We're going to come back to you here in a moment. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Yeah, there's going to be strings attached, whether you realize it or not, when you ask the government for a benefit. So you probably should avoid it, because then you just become part of them. It's Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here and get on the radio to talk about whatever's on your mind. We've got other stuff to share with you, and we'll do that coming up here, but we're going to go back to the phones and to the fun. But first, I do want to tell you about Jax. It is the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It allows you to hold on to multiple cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin and Ether and Dash and more. Go to jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. You can download it for your Google device or iOS, as well as your laptop if it's on Mac, Linux, or Windows. There's also browser plugins for Firefox and Chrome, and it's all free. So give it a try over at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, and he put in shapeshift integration, which means you can easily change from one of your cryptocurrencies into another one. Let's say you want to try out some Ether rather than Bitcoin or Dash. You can move your Bitcoin into any of those other things on Jax, and it's very easy to do that.
That makes it basically the only decentralized exchange available out there in the cryptocurrency world.
It was created by, as I said, Anthony DiOrio. He's a listener of Free Talk Live. He's one of the founders of Ethereum. They made it easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax. They're striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX.io. We've been talking about the churches that are buddying up to the government, asking for favors, asking for money. In this case, the Supreme Court recently ruled that a state government does have to hand out a grant for a brand new tire, crushed up tire floor for the playground at the church. And Dave is on the line in San Francisco. Dave, you were trying to ramp up to a story of some sort, but we had to hit that break there. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, sure, no trouble. Yeah, I used to sell ads, so by gosh, the show must go on, and
sure,
the ads must be sold. You know, St. Louis, when I was a kid, was a very bigoted city, hugely bigoted. There was a huge Catholic contingent in the Board of Aldermen. There were Protestants in certain parts of town, did not get their potholes fixed.
Okay.
The blacks in certain parts in North St. Louis did not get their potholes fixed. They, you know, the fire department would show up sometimes, and sometimes it wouldn't show up. So when you look at America in 1776, the issues were united you stand, divided you fall, equal justice under the law, and taxation with representation. So what was interesting about St. Louis was the black part of town, North St. Louis, was actually more prosperous, according to tax data. The North St. Louis and the black part of town was actually more prosperous than the rest of the city, yet they got worse treatment. They didn't get their sewers cleaned out. They didn't get the gutters swept with the street sweepers. They didn't get power poles repaired, and every other aspect of normal civil government was not handed out in equal or even proportional representation for various sections of town, whether you were Protestant, whether you were a Catholic, whether you were black or Irish or Italian. Various neighborhoods did not get equal justice. And In 1964, the Civil Rights Act was passed. It was during Lyndon Johnson. And the city of St. Louis actually commissioned a report. It was called the Team 4 Report. If I remember right, you could probably still see it in the St. Louis Public Library because it was a public report. And it tried to figure out how they could cheat various sections of town after the Civil Rights Act. And it talked about denying street sweeping to the north part of St. Louis. It tried.
Boy, that sounds right for a lawsuit.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, it wasn't really the time for that, but yeah.
Yeah,
that lawsuit went on for 10 or 20 years.
Jeez.
But at the same time, the Board of Aldermen was shutting down. St. Louis had, if I remember right, it was 76 swimming pools in the entire city, various neighborhoods. There were indoor pools in public buildings. There were outdoor pools. They shut down every one of the swimming pools except for one in North St. Louis and one in South St. Louis, and they basically segregated them solely by only having two in the entire city. they shut down, rather than integrate the bathrooms, they shut them all down. Rather than integrate the drinking fountains, they shut them all off. It was amazing, and by the, you know, the late 70s, I can remember Art Hill, right in front of the Art Museum in Forest Park. They used to have this beautiful fountain with, you know, colored lights on it, and then Sundays, everybody'd go up and play and, you know, boats in the lagoon and the whole thing. They shut down the boats. They shut down the fountain. They did everything they could do to intentionally drive blacks out of the city. Hmm. They did everything they could do to drive whites out of the city. And this is a technique that actually Donald Trump took advantage of in New York City as well, because they cheated the whites by denying services, by shutting down drinking fountains and swimming pools and everything else. So they created the white flight. They forced whites to go out into the suburbs and buy a brand new house. Then they abandoned their old houses, and those got sold at 2 cents on the dollar to Donald Trump and his dad. So Donald Trump knows about this technique because he made his fortune taking advantage of this. It was actually written about in a book about organized crime in New York City called, if I remember right, it was a street address on Rose Avenue. So it's something like,
interesting.
Well, hold on. How do you make money by destroying property values?
Because
he bought it up at 2 cents on the dollar.
So, I mean,
you destroy it and buy it and then sell it later.
And then you sell it.
You turn it in, you become a slumlord, and you never repair your
house. Because then you quit destroying it after you buy it.
No, not really. Because if you read this book about Rose Avenue and what organized crime did in the technique, they would sell the houses to blacks, and then they would intentionally set them some time bombs in their mortgage portfolio so that they wouldn't be able to fully buy it. They'd lose it. The organized crime would end up taking their commissions. They'd get paid up front with commissions. Then they'd resell the house as many as four times per year. And it was an amazing scandal.
That sounds crazy.
Absolutely, but it's not not unlike what happened with subprime just, you know, in 2006 through 2008 and whatnot.
Well, this is what happens when you give people power over others, is they will wield it to benefit their friends and punish their enemies. Thanks for sharing that, Dave. I appreciate the story tonight.
Interesting story.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I don't always agree with Dave when he calls in, but he's always got a lot of history that he will regale us with, that is for sure. How much of it is accurate, I don't know, but he does seem to know what he's talking about. Anyway, the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. I don't understand why you would want to drive everybody out of a city, though. He was saying that, you know, they were driving the blacks and the whites out. And
yeah, you're just finding a bunch of suckers to buy these houses over and over again. You know, I do know that prior to sort of the welfare state that, you know, blacks had their section of town, they would have their black banks, they would have their black businesses, and that they did quite well. And then oftentimes people would, like, set fires and do all kinds of things to undermine this.
The toll-free number here is 855-450 free like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live. Plus, Mark, you still want to read the Declaration of Independence? Maybe we can get into a little bit of it. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial on in toll free. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Also, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And all you have to do is go and get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, Bitcoin, if you want. And that is $5 a month. That's all we're asking for. And the $5 is invested into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations, so we can bring new internet listeners on board and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. If that's worth $5 a month to you, the price of a hamburger or a fancy cup of coffee, then we would appreciate the support. And you can get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, AMP-only forum, or excuse me, AMP-only Facebook group. And you do get a badge for Free Talk Live if you're on the new Free Talk Live forum. The forum's open to anybody, but you get a special Free Talk Live badge if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier. So go and get all the details and get signed up to help us out with the AMP program. Advertise, market, and promote is what AMP stands for. Go to AMP, amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to Sarah in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melanie, and Mark. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, so Toyota has announced that they're going to install the auto sensor brakes in all their cars by end of this year. So
what are the auto sensor brakes? Can you tell me about that?
Well, I mean, 17% of the cars already have those, so it's got sensors and cameras, and it brakes automatically.
Sounds dangerous.
Brakes automatically.
All of their new cars will have these built in automatically. That's what they was announced. So I'm really thinking, are they really going to do it, or are they just going to talk about it? They've been talking about these auto sensor brakes for 7 years.
Well, this is not the kind of thing you want to rush, right? Like, you want to make sure that everything's good. If they've got them in 17% of their cars, then they're probably coming to the conclusion, their new cars, I should say, because I've got a Toyota and it's not in mine, you know, that they're probably coming to the conclusion at this point that it's safe to put into all of them. But, you know, it's kind of like, there's all kinds of features. I remember when ABS brakes came out, that first generation wasn't the greatest.
Well, yeah, the thing is, either this or like 40,000 people were killed at auto-related crashes last year.
More like
so
30,
what else
but, yeah.
Is there? And then what? People don't like red light cameras. They fought those. They don't want to pay speed.
It doesn't really have anything to do with automatic braking systems.
Right, but so if you're trying to prevent deaths, you have to do something that actually prevents death. You can't just do random stuff and say, but people die.
According to the Toyota website, the pre-collision system, as they're calling it, that's their market speak for this thing that she's talking about. It has an in-vehicle camera and laser to help detect the vehicle in front of your vehicle. When PCS determines the possibility...
They're going to bring online the laser car system.
Yeah, when they determine there's a possibility of a frontal collision with that vehicle is high, it will prompt the driver to take evasive action and to brake by using an audio and visual alert. If the driver notices the hazard and does brake, the system may provide additional braking force using brake assist. If the driver does not brake in a set time and the system determines that the possibility of a frontal collision with a preceding vehicle is extremely high, the system may automatically apply the brakes, reducing speed in order to help the driver reduce the impact and in certain cases avoid the collision.
Or to make you hit the car behind you.
The car behind you.
Behind
you.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, I mean, it sounds like good technology, but what happens if it breaks? When I say brakes, I mean B-R-E-A-K.
When it breaks.
Yeah. What happens when the blue screen of death happens behind the scenes and whatever this computer is that is controlling the brakes and all of a sudden it slams on the brakes in the middle of the interstate?
Then Toyota becomes responsible for the outcome.
It doesn't matter. You're still dead.
Yeah. Well, dead or alive.
You can sue Toyota all day long. That doesn't make me not dead.
Getting into a car is a scary and dangerous activity, whether or not that car is a Toyota with its braking capability. I would presume that the automaker that is known for some of the most reliable cars on the road...
I love Toyota. There's no doubt about it.
...is not probably going to just throw some willy-nilly system out there that... Tested and that sort of thing. I would presume that the newer the car, the safer the car, and the more Toyota, the safer the car.
Right. All right. But even if it is a good feature in some way, it's going to break. It's a computer. So at some point, it is going to slam on your brakes because it thinks that you're going to drive into the house when the road's curved.
Oh, yeah.
This is only a bad idea.
Well, the thing is that I wonder if it's going to really make a difference. That's the thing. Will the auto fatality rate really go down drastically after they install this? Or will it be about the same? You know, this is all just kind of like a test trial. So all of the Toyotas will have these, but nobody will know exactly whether how well it works or don't work or whether it failed, like you guys say. What's the probability of a failure?
Well, it's 100%. The question is, when is it going to happen?
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, this multinational mega corporation known as Toyota isn't going to put its reputation and, legal liability
on the line. No, they're going to have it tested, no doubt, but that doesn't mean it won't fail.
Yeah, and maybe there'll be a sticker that says, bring this in for service after 10 years, and nobody's going to, because if you just bought a 15-year-old used car, you're not exactly looking to drop money at the mechanic, so you're people are still going to die. Like, it's still a subpar feature.
Maybe it will work to reduce crashes. Maybe it will work to reduce fatalities. I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I just, you know, I have some concerns about all this automatic stuff in cars. I like the idea of being
like,
the driver.
I want to drive the car, yeah. Not the car right. Drive itself.
Right.
Yeah, there's all kinds of automatic things in your vehicle that you have that you never think about at all.
Now that I have a new-ish vehicle, I have a 2007, there's some of that stuff. There's
you
like
haven't
a...
been riding around in a 76 Jimny up to this point, okay? I mean, you're not running on carburetors and, like, give me a break. There's a computer that runs just about every car from 1984 on. I'm
really?
Date.
They put computers
yes.
in back
yes.
in the 80s?
There's a chip in just about all
right,
of
but
them.
Those computers didn't do everything. They didn't
they
try
they didn't
to
control
parallel park
your
car
yeah.
for
right,
you.
Right, right,
they didn't
right.
control
they
how
didn't
you
control
drive.
Your braking. They controlled other things. Like, why is it that you trust a car to have the ABS, the automatic braking system that your car currently has that'll quickly tap the brakes when it slips? You're like, but Ian... But that will break at some point, right? And you've become reliant up to that point on that
because
automatic braking system.
I tell it when
you don't
that.
Even know how to drive on ice, either one of you. But you're like, oh no, I couldn't possibly trust myself to ABS. Give me a break. Both of you.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of the little kids were run over as their parents were backing out of the garages. You know, how many kids ran out to get a ball?
Okay, that's not a car problem. Like that. That's a parent problem.
Sarah,
you
thanks for the call tonight.
Like, they can't huh? be the little kid that jumps out of the door and then runs out. You
but
know?
They know they have a kid. It has to be somewhere. Where did they put it? That's where they left it.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Toll free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. I'm with Melanie again on this one, Mark. I mean, you're coming down on the side of taking money from the state government to build a playground, and now you're saying you love all these automatic features in the car. Melanie, I'm on her side on this. I think that I don't know what automatic brake system is or
I
whatever.
Know you don't.
ABS.
Cool. Have you driven a car without one? When you stop the car, it feels more, and it's probably not like this, but it feels more like you're actually physically stopping the car.
That's accurate.
Because pushing down, like, and I guess you can't see that on camera, but like pushing down how you normally push down on a brake is not going to stop a 2-ton piece of metal going 70 miles an hour.
That's power brakes that you're talking about. So ABS, what it does is it applies a sort of a rapid thumping to the brakes if the car slips. So if you're on ice, this can help you, or something slick, this can help you come to a stop. Your vehicle has it, Ian. Your vehicle has it, Melanie. My vehicle does not.
There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by, but nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It's still in beta, and it is sweeping the globe. All the information you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. So, Ian, Melanie, and Mark here in the remaining moments of this episode of Free Talk Live. But if you have not heard the full episode, you can always go later tonight and download it from freetalklive.com. You can subscribe to our feed, our podcast feed, in your favorite podcast client, whatever that might be. A lot of people use iTunes, but personally I can't stand it.
If you do use your iTunes, make sure to vote us up there. We could use all the rankings and all that stuff because, we used to be really high on the iTunes rankings.
Not ever really.
Yeah, we did.
There was one time where we like cracked into one of the top.
Yeah, you don't have any idea what you're talking about. You don't pay attention to
you
the
thinking
rankings?
About Podcast Alley? Because
no,
we were number
I'm
one
not.
There.
I'm not. I said well-ranked. Did I say number one? Because I don't think I did.
Are you talking about like within the news talk category on iTunes?
Right. Well, that's the category that would be the one that I would be worried about. And now, essentially, basically every podcast that used to be NPR or is NPR
dominates
over there. And I'm not saying that
they're popular.
They're good. They're darn good. There's no doubt. But as far as these things go, our listeners just don't pay that much attention to it because we don't ask them. So please do the rankings over there at podcasts at iTunes. Excuse me.
Yeah, if you subscribe through the iTunes thing. And, of course, you can find our feeds, and the iTunes link is included on that feeds page. So if you're not sure how to find us in the program, you can just go to feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find all of our RSS feeds there for the various different ways you can listen later on to Free Talk Live. I agree. I got to say, I agree with Melanie. As she pointed out during the break that, okay, ABS brakes, that's fine. That only does something when you give it input. Then when you press the brakes, it assists you in doing that braking, whereas what Sarah was talking about is some sort of computer that's just going to decide that you need to brake now and go ahead and apply the brakes, maybe when you weren't intending to, supposedly to avoid a collision. And maybe it'll work 9 times out of 10 or 99 times out of 100. I don't know. Maybe it'll turn out to be a really handy and useful feature. But I got to say, I'm one of those people that I bristle at the idea of not having to drive. I kind of like it. I kind of like you know, being able to put your foot on the gas and feel the thing respond instead of having some sort of robot do everything for you. And I think that I'm probably not alone in that particular viewpoint. So I know that it was your prediction, Mark, that, you know, down the road a little ways, we're going to have some sort of prohibition on being able to drive anymore and that everything's going to be auto cars or whatever. And I don't know. I don't know if I'm looking forward to that.
Well, you can look forward to it or not look forward to it. That's a prediction of the future that I think is very, very realistic.
What percentage of the drivers want that future? I bet it's a large percentage.
I don't really care. Argumentum ad populum, okay?
Well, no, population matters when it comes to making government laws and things like
that. Sure, it does. When the population has to make a decision between, we know what happens when you let the most prolific primate on the planet drive 3,000-pound deathmobiles, right?
Accidents happen.
30,000 deaths a year in this country. Is that the that's a low number?
Not a whole lot. I mean, it's not a lot.
Look, it's not a whole lot until it's somebody in your family.
No doubt.
Okay. 30,000 deaths a year. Then you let this the computer overmind take over.
Yeah.
And
Google.
Let's say, what's that?
Google.
Well, whomever it is, you know, they're going to work together. It's going to be several competing companies working together in all likelihood.
You think so?
On one sort of grid that comes online. I mean, we can all use cell phones, even when those cell phones are different, and they can work with these other vehicles. Let's say that they're able to cut deaths by, we'll go to 1,000 a year. Mm-hmm. So there's 1,000 a year.
Down from 30,000.
Down from 30,000 a year.
That'd be amazing.
It would be an amazing number. Can you tell me at that point that you don't think you can get a majority of politicians, because it really doesn't matter what constituents think, a majority of politicians to say, yeah, that looks like a winner. We'll just go ahead and prevent people from being able to drive these old clunkers. You can, maybe.
I hope that never happens in New Hampshire. I want New Hampshire to be a place where people can choose how they get from point A to point B. Now, if you've got yourself a private road and you want to prohibit people from driving on it, that's your business. But as long as there's government roads, people should be able to get to where they need to go, how they need to get there.
I say let's leave the old cars to Cuba.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Mark is on the line. Mark calling on Skype. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
Well, as it happens to be, I've actually helped contribute to writing a book on this topic.
Oh.
And have studied this quite extensively. So there's a whole lot of things that you guys are looking at incorrectly.
All right.
And I don't want to say wrong, but you're looking at some of the evidence in a weird way. You're absolutely right that cars are a massive killer in the United States. It's one of the top five.
Well, the cars just sit there.
One.
It's usually the people behind them that do the killing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got five.
No, actually, that's not entirely true. In the instance of a machine that can actually move on its own.
Mm.
So they can actually kill on their own. But, yeah, people
make
bad
decisions. There's
a movie
about that. Anyway, go
ahead. So, you're right. 30,000 people a year die from auto accidents. Now, so that's the really key point you got to start at. When she was saying it's going to fail 100%, well, yeah, but how often do humans fail?
Pretty often.
Right.
But they also write the code.
Right. Now, you don't really think about this way, and this is the part where I think people are looking at it wrong, is that that machine is code. It's mechanical code rather than software code, but it's still code.
Mm-hmm.
It operates in a certain way based on feed input from you and from other things, and it reacts to that input. No different from software code. So that's already going on at this point.
Right, and I understand that machines can malfunction, but I don't want them acting on their own. I don't think we're to that point.
They already do. They already do. And that's the thing that you're missing. They already do act on their own. They have motors in them. They're moving unless you tell them to stop.
Right, but they only start when I tell them to start. They
my car started on its own. The old the cruiser that I drove toward the end of its life, you could take the key out of that thing and it would start.
Okay, but that's a malfunction. They're not designed to do
it wasn't
that.
Supposed
and
to
I
do
understand
that
there's malfunctions.
Therefore, the key point she says about the design. So now, this gets into whether they do it properly or not, but proper engineering would be to fail, what's called fail safe or fail safely. If something was to fail, it should always fail to a state that is the safe state.
Right.
So rather than slamming the brakes on, it should do nothing. In that case, or actually probably a safer state would be to fail for the brakes to fail halfway. That's a much safer state. It slows the vehicle down, but doesn't throw you into the ditch. But it also doesn't allow
it smashes it into the toddler at a lower speed.
No,
I understand. I understand.
It's supposed to, so it should prevent you from doing stuff. And actually, that's the way. Now, I don't know whether the people can actually do it this way, but this is the actually, my book is actually based on a topic called predictive innovation, which I actually helped create. And there are certain ways that all technology progresses over time. And government is a technology. Language is a technology. Everything that you use to do anything is a technology. And what we're going to be moving through is assisted humans. That's the next step.
Mm-hmm. That's the next step on the way to robot bodies, is what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so, right now, no, I would not trust robots to be completely independent. Coders suck. They're not going to test the code properly. And that's the failure point again, the human.
The human.
And they're going, but once you get a machine right, it's always going to be right. It's just not going to fail. If for the ways that humans fail, humans can have a bad day. They can be upset. They can be hungry. They can be tired. They can be distracted.
The robots could decide to kill us all.
They could just decide to kill somebody. Well, computers aren't going to do that.
What happens when artificial intelligence becomes self-aware and can upgrade its own intelligence?
Well, you would have to program it to do that.
And can upgrade. Program it to become so smart that it can program itself, and then you hit the singularity or whatever.
Oh dear, Ultron's here, and he's going to wipe out the planet.
You're talking multiple generations out in the future for that kind of thing to happen. Okay, that's not technologically feasible.
Maybe.
Anytime.
Who knows? It could happen in our lifetime.
Maybe. No, you said multiple generations. Yeah. That doesn't mean multiple human generations, you chooch. It means multiple computer generations.
Well, that's right. Like 2 years from now.
Generations. Yeah. And it's not just, little generations.
Hey, Mark, what's your book that you wrote? What's your book called? Mark.
Called Predictive Innovation.
Predictive innovation.
Predictive innovation.
And your name is Mark Prophet?
Yeah.
With two Fs and
That's
two
correct.
T's? Hey, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate the input. We're out of time, though, so anytime you want to jump in, feel free. I appreciate hearing from you as first call here tonight.
And my deepest apologies, you had to talk to Ian about this.
Yeah, I don't know about all this automotive, auto stuff.
Yeah.
I think we need to keep the freedom on the roads here in New Hampshire.
Keep on your bicycle.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.